Welcome to Sustainability Podcast. Our podcast brings you interviews with innovative pioneers, change makers, young leaders, social workers, academicians, and industry thought leaders related to the field of sustainable supply chain. Our goal is to provide sustainability professionals, young managers, academicians, and anyone who is eager to make a sustainable impact. And I'm your host, Vaishali Beth. Hello and welcome. Today we will be talking to Future of Tomorrow. Surprised? Rahel Kelish. She is currently studying at University of Cologne in Germany and is the member of the Jung-Grün Partei since 2016. And she also became a member of the Grün Partei since 2018. Amazing thing is, she is 21 years old and already the political head of the Grün Jugend Kull. So let's welcome Rahel on our show and listen from her about what she thinks about future and also what are her idea for greener future. Hi Rahel, welcome to our show Sustainability Podcast.
Thank you very much.
For interest of our international listeners, I will be using the party's name as Young Green Party in spite of Jung-Grün Partei. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So here we go, Rahel. This is like a great combination. I will put it as young protest and green passion coming together. So just tell us more about Young Green Party, what do you think its mission is, and specifically something about the work you are doing in Cologne, Germany.
Okay, I'll try to do so. Okay, we are an organization with members all over Germany. We are divided up in different regions, that's the Bundesländer in Germany, and also in many cities of Germany. And our mission is all in all, I would say, to fight for a more social, more ecologically, and more solidary world. But to make it a little bit more specific, we try to be the drilled sergeant of the Green Party. So we are the people who are going to handle with the things the generations before us have the responsibility for. And so we have to be the progressive and dynamic part.
Wow, that sounds interesting to me. So I understand that the members in your group, mm-hmm. they are between 16 to 20 years mm-hmm. old, right? Then what motivates everyone to be part of this Jung-Grün Partei?
Yes. So I think we all have other reasons to join the party. A lot came because they have just been interested in politics for a long time, or just in the politics of the Greens. Others have come because they didn't like the way politics are going at the moment and wanted to change something. And also many people joined us during the last year because when topics like coal extractions and the Hambacher Forest or the death of hundreds of people in the Mediterranean Sea were in the center of daily news. So they decided to do something against this and then came to us. Yeah, and by the way, all the people under 16 can join our party.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So do you have any kind of an age limit of joining the group?
Oh, no, we don't have an age limit to the bottom. So everyone who's interested can come and join us. But we have like an age limit to the top. It's 28. Mm-hmm. So then you can also come to our meetings, but you aren't allowed to vote at the meetings.
And who's the youngest member currently?
Oi, in Cologne, it's a boy and he's 50 years old.
Wow, and he's already driven for our future, right?
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, he's doing much of the stuff and he's understanding everything. He's very cool.
And there has been a lot of noise around Fridays for Future. Mm-hmm. There has been a drive which is going around this initiative. What does it really mean to you? And what you would like to achieve with that?
Mm-hmm, good question. I think it's awesome that young people all over Europe and all over the world are starting to fight literally for their future. And they understood how important it is to act about climate change and that it has to be done very, very fast. And now it's time that the adult people in important and powerful roles are also stop ignoring the obviously facts and really start changing them. So I think the protests has become so big in recent months because many young people want others to know that they are playing with their future and that they are very, very afraid and very angry about that. And yeah, maybe it needed someone like Greta Thunberg who just spoke out what many thought, and so it started to get a big movement.
And are you jealous of Greta Thunberg?
Greta is a strong and brave and clever young woman, and of course I admire how consequent she follows her goals, even though I can imagine how hard it sometimes must be. And people sometimes need a role model, and I think in this case Greta is a very good one, and she's doing very tough and pretty good. So no, I'm not jealous, just very thankful that she had the idea and was brave enough to start the protest all on her own.
And do you personally feel this Fridays for Future is for you?
Yes, I think people of my age and also younger and older people are very good there, and they should join the movement. Yeah,
great. And maybe just going a little bit personally, what do you think a green lifestyle means to you personally for now and maybe for future? What do you expect our society to do for you?
Okay, of course there are many things everyone can look after personally when she wants to live a green lifestyle. For example, try to reduce consumption of meat or animal products, try to use or buy less plastic, try to use more public transportation, and so on. But I personally try to follow these kind of rules, but of course sometimes it's hard and it's not always working. But I think the most important thing is that you're aware about the results that you acts have on the environment and try to improve your way of living in that direction. But of course, we are currently living in a world where we need to be more than a single person to change such big things. So it's important that also the politics reacts and gives everything to save the environment. And yeah, politics, there we are again.
Great. That sounds like you have a lot of initiatives in your mind currently.
Yeah, in my mind, follow there are many. Yeah, that's true.
And maybe one thing, are you interested to join the real politics, maybe after some years?
You mean something like the Green Party?
Green Party or anything. Okay. You really want to join some political party?
Yeah, I think so. I'm already a member of the Green Party, so not only the Young Green Party. And I would like to do more politics in the future. So yeah, I'm very interested in it.
Great. So tell us more that what you take on sustainable initiatives taken nowadays by government, companies and different sectors. And do you really see the change coming in?
Sustainability is more important than ever before, and we needed to literally survive. So it's important that we educate and make people aware of this topic. And yeah, I think that it's possible and change is coming. And at the moment, a change is in thinking is starting, as we can see with Fridays for Future, Extension Rebellion or other projects or groups. But I also have the feeling that people are becoming more aware about sustainability. But getting aware of this is the first important step, but badly not really enough. So we urgently need to act. So in conclusion, I see the changes coming, but maybe someone should give her a little boost. So for example, politics or the government, they should do more about it.
Wow, that's great thought, Rahel. So lastly, I would like to ask you, what's your piece of advice for young people, maybe not only in Germany, but around the globe, for a greener and sustainable future?
Okay, so it's all in your hands. You have the important job to first fight against this cruel system, and there are many ways to do it, and every way can be a good one. So you can join a party like I did, you can support local sustainability projects, you can sensitize friends or family, you can go and research about green alternatives, and there are so many other things to do, and we all need to become climate activists to save our planet. And for everyone, everyone can do this in her or his own way.
Great. Thanks, Rahil. Thanks for your time. And I know one thing, that I see the future in you, because the young leaders like you are making our future sustainable. So thank you. And please join us to listen, Rahil, on our show. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's it from this episode from Sustainability. We would love to hear from you. If you have any feedback, ideas, questions, or any suggestions for our next guest, please email them to us. If you like our episode, we will be happy to see you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. Till then, happy sustainability.